Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
A striking headline on the front of the Irish Daily Star: Garda wanted kids killed. This was a court case yesterday where a Garda has been charged with soliciting a person to murder a mother and three children, allegedly. The Dublin-based male Garda, who's aged 33, faces five serious charges. So that is the headline. Serving cop accused, says the Irish Daily Star. The Irish Daily Mirror: your love and support means so much. And this is the fundraiser set up for the innocent victims of Sunday's M9 crash, which has raised more than €485,000. Sisters Niamh and Alma Kinsella and Ella Hendrickson sustained catastrophic injuries when their car was hit by joyriders in Kildare. And the GoFundMe page did an update last night saying, "Thank you so much for your kindness, generosity and support. It truly means more than we can say. Ella, Niamh, Alma and their families are facing a long, challenging road ahead." I checked the GoFundMe page just before 6 o'clock and we're now up to over €501,000 raised in the space of about 2 days. So an incredible outpouring there from Irish people and people from abroad, I'm sure, as well. So over €500,000 raised. I think the target now is €600,000, but that could go up as well. The Irish Independent has a picture of the Rose of Tralee. Losing my hair made me resilient. And this is Caoimhe Finney colleague speaking about alopecia, self-acceptance and supporting other women. And she's given a series of interviews. She was on Lunchtime Live here on News Talk yesterday as well. And she says that she plans to attend some events without her wig, which obviously will really help with visibility for conditions like alopecia as well. The main story on the front of the Irish Independent: thousands of people in their 60s are at risk of being evicted from their homes because they're unable to meet repayments on their mortgages. And this is personal insolvency expert Mitchell O'Brien, who says that the state should now set up a fund to buy the mortgages at a discount and rent the properties back to older people in arrears. And obviously a lot of the people in arrears are over 60. And this is the thing, you know, we're handing out these 30-year mortgages to people and then they can't afford to pay the mortgages as they get older. And now they risk being evicted, which is obviously a last resort from the banks. And we do have some protections in place because of the recession. But we have 8,030 mortgage accounts in arrears more than 5 years. And they reckon a lot of those are people over the age of 60. Now, it feels like everyone has a podcast these days. So Sean Quinn now has one. And it's the main story for the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Sean Quinn has alleged there was a major cover-up by the government in relation to how it handled his assets. The former billionaire is releasing a podcast series in which he puts the true story on record, he says, about his dramatic fall from grace. And in the podcast, he's going to insist, "I was effed over by people against me." Sean Quinn claims he offered to pay back €2.8 billion he owed the state bank and vows to put the record straight in a new podcast series. I don't know if he's the presenter of the series or if he's being interviewed in it, but I'm sure there'll be a lot of interest in that. Mark Zuckerberg is moving to Ireland. This is the main picture and story for the Irish Times. Gorgeous castle. It's called Strancally Castle in Waterford. And Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla have bought this castle in Waterford. The details of the transaction have yet to appear on the property price register. So we don't know how much it cost. But they reckon he may have paid between €20 and €30 million for this Gothic revival style house. He also gets 440 acres, so plenty of land to move around there in Waterford. So it's not on the property price register, but the Irish Times understands that Zuckerberg has bought it from Michael Buckley several weeks ago. It's a 30-minute drive from Youghal, located in the heart of the Blackwater Valley. It's absolutely gorgeous, and he's going to be neighbours with James Dyson, your man who invented the Dyson Hoover, because he bought a castle there as well for 30 million in 2024. So if you want to look at Mark Zuckerberg's new gaffe, you can see that on the front of the Irish Times. Speaking of moving, Harry and Meghan are moving to England. So the Telegraph were pushing this all day yesterday that they had a big exclusive story dropping at 10 o'clock. They usually have a podcast that goes out. I told you everyone has a podcast. They have a podcast that goes out usually at 5 p.m. But they delayed the podcast until 10 p.m. So I had to stay awake to find out what this big news was. And the Telegraph dropped the news that Harry and Meghan are moving to England. The Irish Sun has it on the front page as well. Shock return at end of month. Harry and Meg coming home. So it's happening very shortly. Later this month, Britain's Prince Harry and his wife Meghan are moving back to the UK 6 years after leaving for the US. And the kids are already enrolled in school in September in England. They're going to live just outside London, apparently. And I don't know what happens with the big Megxit plan now, where the idea was you leave the family and you kind of get out. Now they're coming back. Of course, the rumours are that they have very little money now, and Harry's court case didn't help, where he owes something like 60 million in legal fees. So some would say perhaps they're licking up to Charles and getting back in his good graces to get a few bob, but I'm sure they would absolutely deny that. So expect for the next 6 months or longer, every single day, there'll be a lot of stories about Harry and Meghan. Staying with the UK, inside the Times of London, rape is a crime, asylum seekers have been warned. So there's a new booklet that asylum seekers are being given by the Home Office there on how to behave in Britain. And asylum seekers are being told that men and women are equal, and domestic abuse and sex and children, sex with children, is illegal. It's a 9-page pamphlet to help understand what is expected of you when living in the UK. And now others are calling this pamphlet a disgrace, and they say it shows that the government views asylum seekers as a menace. But they tell asylum seekers that women can work, they can study, they can travel, they can choose who they marry, and they can make their own decisions about their lives. They also say that women should be treated equally, even if they're a family member as well. And they say sex and consent must be agreed to. In the UK, both people must say yes to sex. This is called consent. So that's generating a lot of debate across the water. Back home, the Irish Independent says that doctors are very worried about skin cancer here because of the recent heat wave. Fears are growing of a sharp rise in skin cancer detections. Basically, doctors and pharmacists have had a load of people come into them with sunburn. And now we do have supermarkets reporting a huge increase in the sale of sun protection products. But health professionals are also saying they're seeing a lot of sunburn cases since May. And at least two Irish hospitals dealt with sunburn cases so severe that the individual had to be admitted for treatment. And now fears are mounting that Ireland will see a spike in skin cancer cases over the coming years. And melanoma and non-melanoma rates could soar by 2040. Final story comes from the Irish Daily Mirror. Barbie has another new doll. It feels like they're doing a doll every week now, and they're focusing on dead people with their latest dolls, which is a bit creepy. Last week it was Whitney Houston. Today, Barbie is unveiling a new doll honouring Marilyn Monroe, released to have to mark what would have been her centenary. The Marilyn Monroe Barbie signature doll pays tribute to the movie star and her rise from humble beginnings to become one of Hollywood's biggest stars of all time. And it recreates her best known screen look, inspired by her performance of Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend in Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. So you can read more about that in the Irish Daily Mirror.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.